I used to clean this when I was a kid with my dad, this place. It was the old OPPD office.
For Gary Kastrick, this is personal.
And I used to come here, and he got used to get extra jobs to make money. And I used to clean 24th Street with him. Well, I came back here, and I said, wait a minute, I used to clean this place.
It's now a shrine to South Omaha, what he calls a mom-and-pop museum filled with artifacts from a historically blue-collar area that was once home to huge stockyards, meatpacking houses, and giant feedlots. It was a busy place with immigrants from all over.
My dad was a bartender in South Omaha. That's where I learned all about South Omaha. I learned to appreciate South Omaha with all the groups. And right here we have is the cash register. It was from one of the bars that he used to bartend in, the Royal Bar on 26th and L Street.
Kastrick opened the South Omaha Museum last year. It was the best way to get the thousands of items he'd been collecting over the years out of his basement. His collection has grown since then.
The day we opened on March 15th, I went outside and this Packer National Bank sign was sitting on the curb waiting for us. Somebody dropped it off and I don't know who it was. And what's beautiful about that is that that bank was designed by Thomas Kimball, you know, the greatest architect in Omaha. So we have a piece of Thomas Kimball sitting here.
He set up small exhibits that highlight South Omaha's history. Things like a model of the livestock exchange, original stockyard pins, and old pictures and documents. In the basement, there are more treasures, including artifacts from South Omaha's sports history.
Here's my crown jewel. We actually found the original seats from Rosenblatt Stadium. It was in the guy's yard.
How old are those?
1948. And they took them out in the 1960s and put on the plastic ones they had. But they're in bad shape, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to have one restored and then the other one keep it kind of pristine.
So show me, do they still fold up?
Yeah, yeah.
Sure enough, they still work. You could almost sit in them.
They've
seen their better days.
Yeah, if you've got a tetanus shot, you want to sit in them, you know what I'm saying? But at least, I mean, I thought they were gone.
Admission to the museum is free. Kastrick accepts donations, but it's mostly his hobby. A way to keep the history of South Omaha alive.
Your smaller areas like Dundee and Florence and that have their history books and everything else. But South Omaha being such a blue-collar area, really there isn't, like, for example, a definitive South Omaha history book. There was no museum until this. And yet, at one time, 50% of all of Omaha was working indirectly or directly for the packing houses down here, and we were contributing massively to the growth of that city.
Marcos Mora, who owns the building where the museum is situated and is on its board, knows a little bit about South Omaha's history, too. His family arrived in 1926, and he's been here all his life. When he met Kastrick and heard his story, he knew they had to do something with the historic pieces Kastrick had collected.
You got all this stuff in your basement. We need to get it out. You know, this is just South Omaha. We need to share this, you know, history. A lot of the young kids, they don't know that the stockyards were there. They didn't know that all those pins were there. So I just felt he had just a tremendous amount of knowledge that should be shared with everyone.
This is the last standing cattle pin from the stockyards.
He still has a lot of work to do with hundreds of old pieces of history he hasn't found a place for yet. But Kastrick says he's happy to keep South Omaha's legacy alive, a place he says is making a comeback with new faces.
It's still mom and pop, small stores, grocery stores, clothing stores, but they're not the big chain ones, you know, and the restaurants and everything else. It's the exact same thing it was before, only just a different nationality. But people have to realize that we're all immigrants that came down here, you know, and so if we can look to our immigrant past, we'll see that it's no different.
There's a good chance you'll see Gary Kastrick most days at the museum, a place where he's surrounded by the past, with dreams that South Omaha's rich history won't be forgotten. For NET News, I'm Jack Williams.